Joining me in the studio right now is Arthur Center Community Health CEO, Mr. Terry Mackey, and a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Glad to be here this morning.
Glad to see you here. We haven't had a chance to visit with you in quite some time, but there are some good things going on over at the Arthur Community Center, an expansion of sorts, as I understand it, the pediatrics unit. Tell us a little bit about that, will you?
Okay, well, we have had pediatric services for quite some time. However, we recently added, Dr. Sinjin is our pediatrician, and she's been with us for about a year and a half. But we added Robin Allen, who's a pediatric nurse practitioner, and she's going to be joining Dr. Sinjin. She started January the 4th, so we are glad to have her on board. The problem is we need more space. So therefore, that's what we're starting, is a expansion.
So as I understand it, you received several grants for this expansion. Let's talk about those grants to start off with.
Okay, well, first of all, we got a capital grant as part of the American Rescue Act to expand services. So this was about a $550,000 grant from HRSA, and you know, we are using it to do most of the renovations to the area. Before, it was a case management area, and we built another building so we could vacate and have a place for expansion. So we had to do a lot of plumbing, because it didn't have, plumbing in any of the offices, but we were able to kind of convert some of the offices to exam rooms. So that's kind of what we're up to at the moment.
Sure, and then you received another grant as well.
We did. J.B. Arthur Foundation awarded us $575,000, and we're going to use some of that money to do the expansion, get some equipment and things like that. So we were very blessed to have a lot of grant funds to do this expansion.
Absolutely. Now, I think this is just in the planning stages right now. It's not complete, but you do have a target date. Talk about some of those things. There's a lot of painting going on over there. There's doors to be added. Tell us a little bit about that and when you hope to have it done.
Sure, Matt. Well, like all construction projects right now, supply chain is always a challenge. Doors have been our biggest challenge with this construction project. We hope to have it up and operating in May of this year. That's going to depend on if the doors come in when it's anticipated, which is late April. So we are excited about being able to expand. There's going to be a separate waiting area for kids so that we can make it a little more kid friendly. That will also provide, it's just going to be a more welcoming environment for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is a need for pediatric services here in Mexico. It was shrinking a little bit. Tell us about that need.
Sure. I think that, we've had Tiger Pediatrics came in for a period and then they left. And so we've had some people who've come and left, and many people are receiving services in Colombia because it's just not enough capacity. So we're very excited about being able to offer pediatric services right here in Mexico. So, if you work not in Mexico, it's still, you can schedule an appointment in the late afternoon so you don't have to miss a whole day of work, that kind of thing.
If people are interested in having pediatric services over at the Arthur Community, how did they go about doing that? And do they have to have insurance? How does that all this work?
Okay. No, they don't have to have insurance. We do have, we call them outreach specialists who will help you with if you need to sign up for Medicaid. Most kids qualify for Medicaid, and if they don't, we can help you with plans on the exchange. But we also offer a sliding fee scale that starts at $20 up to $40, up to, and it's between under 200% of the federal poverty level. So those are available to any kids that are out there who are uninsured. So we do have capacity to serve people who are uninsured as well.
All right. Definitely a need for that out there. I know that for sure. And want to wish you the best of luck on the renovations and the expansion going on out there. And we'll stay up to date whenever it's all complete and maybe come take some pictures.
All right. All right. Sounds great, Matt.